Wesley podcast. I don't know if my audio is going through my speakers, but it seems to be working now, so hopefully there's no issues. But welcome to the Upholstery Podcast. Today is Friday, January 29th, 2021. I love that. The way that kid says 21. You're stupid as hell. What's 8 plus 9? I don't even remember what the question he asked him was. But I know the answer was not 29, because I'm not 21, because I'm not stupid like that boy. Oh man, that was it's a funny meme, funny line. If you haven't watched it, you should look up 21 kid on YouTube or something, or masked kid 21 or something, I don't know, but it's funny, you'll find it. And, oh, crap, what's that noise? It's bothering me. But yeah, kind of, losing my voice. just on my lunch break, just getting a break away from customers, you can just call them what they are, right? Not like they're succubuses, or what's that word? I don't think that's the right thing I'm thinking of, but you know, those people who drain energy from you and just are always trying to like take your energy and get their shit, you know, like fuck off. Fuck you, fuck your problems, like, everyone has their own problems, like, I don't know, that's just so fucking annoying, like, I guess I could talk about it, but I don't really want to talk about it, so I won't. But yeah, people are so needy and ungrateful, just because you say thank you at the end of the conversation doesn't mean that you're grateful, you know? Like, if you were really thankful, you know, you could be more mindful of my time and not get yourself in these situations, because at the end of the day, you know, when someone's reaching out to me at work, it's because they need something. It's not that I need something from them, you know, although a lot of times, they seem to think that way. They seem to think that I'm inconveniencing them, right? Or at least they act that way. You know, they might not think about it. It might not be something that they're actively thinking, like, oh, how can I inconvenience this fucker? You know, I get what I was saying was, like, how, you know, they're not, like, thinking of that I'm literally inconveniencing them, but the way that they act, the way they say things, you know, one is to assume that's what they're implying. So, you know, and maybe for some of them it's warranted. You know, there's a lot of people in the company that are in positions to make the company a lot of money. You know, and I think for myself, you know, I think I'm worth my weight in gold. I think I'm worth so much to this company. I think I saved this company so much money just because of my efficiency and proficiency. And, you know, it might not even out at the end, you know, because we have so many unproductive fuckers that you need people like me. But this is every company, right? You have some people that are fucking shitty and need to be carried, and then you have average people, you know, who are just going to be average. They're not going to be great, they're not going to be shitty, and then you're going to have great people who, you know, are going to pull a lot of the weight, you know, and I hate to sound like I have a big ego, but it's just something I've taught myself to be in when I'm talking about my career specifically, because I feel like a lot of people underappreciate what you do if you don't appreciate it yourself. And for the longest time I did it, you know, and then after a while, you know, it just dawned on me that I accumulate a lot of experience and skills that a lot of people still don't have at my age, just because of how early I started in this career path. And yeah, I don't know. It's you have this fucking, I don't know, I'm just having a lot of thoughts right now racing through my head. So I'm kind of even losing what we're talking about, but yeah, anyways, I can't work at that place no more. I mean, I can, and I probably will until I find another job, but I just, like, my team are such downers, and then on top of that, the customers are so neat, you know, like, they're coming to me because they need something, but they act like I need something from them, you know, when in fact they're inconveniencing me because of how needy they are, and not, they don't go through the right processes. You know, if they did the right process, they would put in a ticket and they would wait to be called upon, you know. But no, they do the opposite. They call upon me, you know, regardless of what I'm doing, you know. They even act annoyed if I'm working with someone else, you know. And oftentimes I am. I'm that proficient in my job that I'm able to help multiple people at the same time without them even realizing that I'm helping two people at the same time. Sometimes I'm helping three people at the same time, you know. And that's just my, it's not really... Maybe I do have some talent that I was naturally born with. You know, I was always really good. I learned to type on the keyboard within maybe a week, and then I typed like 40 words per minute, you know, in my first week learning how to type. But anyways, give me a sec. Sorry, I had to place my order, but as I'm waiting for the car in front of me to get the fuck out of the way, I'm realizing that I forgot my flipping wallet, so there's no way for me to pay for my meal. So I guess I will not get lunch today. So I'm just gonna let this gentleman know that I fucked up. Hey, actually forgot my wallet, but I didn't want to drive off, so I just wanted to let you know. To cancel. Thank you. Oh, that's so fucking annoying. I didn't even realize it. I shouldn't even have been thinking of doing this podcast, because now I'm in a bad mood. Like, I was in a even worse mood before, because I was hungry and because I was dealing with people who don't care about me. And now I'm going to have to go back and do it all over again, but this time with no food, you know. But yeah, it's all my fault, like always. Whatever. I shouldn't be eating fast food anyways, but... I honestly just wanted to get out of the house and was kind of motivated to do a podcast and just kind of keep growing my little hobby here, even though it's not really growing and not really getting the attention I eat. Actually, it's probably good because I don't want to, you know, because I know I'm not really providing any content right now. I'm just kind of vlogging and talking about all this shit that bothers me, you know, and I don't really think that getting any attention on this would be any more helpful, you know. So, as far as this podcast goes, I don't really advertise it. I just, it's there, it's up there, it's on the interwebs, people have access to it, they can do shit to it, you know, I listen to it, they can send it to people, if they hate me, they can, listen in and, do whatever, you know, but, I don't advertise it, and I'm more focused on growing my, YouTube, you know, and it's more of a fun project, for me to work on anyways is just the video editing portion of it. So yeah, but here I am doing a stupid podcast for no listeners, just ranting about my stupid life, and I came to a fast food place that I don't normally come to. It's Arby's, right? But I don't normally come to this location. There's one closer to my house, but they're mediocre. So I went to for this drive for my break, I would come to one that's a little bit farther away, and hopefully see if I can get better service. But it might have been good. I guess that might be the positive out of me forgetting my wallet, because I took a glance when I drove by and it just seemed like they were kind of dirty. And I don't know. I always judge workers, man. It's bad, but I have bad like OCD and like germophobic, and had a lot of like traumatic experiences when I was little with dirty people and just dirty things, and so I have a lot of that trauma, and I just try to be as clean as I can when possible. I feel so disgusting if I don't shower and I go out and stuff like that. But man, it's just so upsetting, because I'm super hungry right now, and the more I think about it, the more that those classic beef and cheddars are sounding right about now. And you know, I've actually haven't been eating dinner for the last couple of days. Not necessarily because I want to lose weight, but I don't really want to go into it, but I have actually bought a scale last week, a smart scale where, you know, you step on it and it measures your bone density, everything, you know, sends electrical waves through your body and measures how much weight you have from water, from bone, from muscle mass, etc. And I've been trying to get on that daily, or at least just measure my weight, because you had to get on without any socks, right? And so far, you know, I've lost like 8 pounds in a week, you know, but the first day I did it, it was during the weekend, and I'm not gonna even lie, I just overindulge on the weekends just because I have such a shitty life, and it's on the weekends, I just feel like to de-stress from that fucking stressful weeks that I have. Holy crap, why so many trucks? Is this going to be turned into a used sales? There's literally like 700 trucks in this. Anyways, I'm getting sidetracked. I forgot what I was talking about. Damn, I had a point I had to make. Yeah. Robin Hood, you assholes. And my work too, because I really wish I could have just taken to yesterday and the day before yesterday off and just worked on stocks. You know, there's a lot of people that made a lot of money, including myself. And for me, it was just luck because I just happened to already be invested in some of these stocks that exploded, you know. But I know a lot of my inner circle knew this before I did, you know, and if I wasn't so in, if I wasn't so fucking busy with work, then I might have been able to, you know, determine that it would have been a good opportunity to, for me to pay off my debts, right? Could have easily made $1,000 on my investments overnight, you know, just by doing what everyone else did. It was basically free guaranteed money that was going to come in because we all banded together, right? But no, I had to work. But yeah, good kudos to everyone who made their money. I made some money on one of the smaller, actually, you know, I don't even want to talk about this, but I had a lot of invested stock on a stock that's very close to one of the stocks that went up because of Reddit yesterday. And I think a lot of people were buying this other stock by mistake. And when I was seeing it explode, I set a stop order or a sell limit. I basically set it so it would sell when it hit a certain price. And luckily enough, I was so tired and I was going to be sleeping during the time when the markets were opened, when I would actually be able to sell those stocks. So what I did was I set it for that stop limit order, whatever, forgot what it's called, but essentially it makes it so when it hits a certain price, it's going to sell automatically. So I basically made them to sell at a certain price. I thought that it was lower than what it had hit before, but it was high enough for me to make more money, because by the time I noticed that it had spiked, it had already gone down a little bit. So I was going to go back to sleep at that point, and I set it to sell at whatever it was, you know. And then when I woke up, I had a message that I had sold, so I was like, sweet, it did go back up. And I looked at the numbers and it didn't go back up much after that, so I sold at the perfect price. You know, I didn't make exactly how much, but being that I was going to be asleep during the time, I made the most that I could, which was a lot of money. And maybe not a lot of money, but it's a good amount for a working class person. And, you know, if I had been fully invested in that before I had gone, if this, you know, whatever, I could have easily, but everyone says the same shit, you know, I could have made millions off of Bitcoin, you know, and I could have made a lot of money before this even happened, based on the same advice that these people were saying. You know, but knowing me, I probably would be too pussy to do it. I'm a risk taker, but I've passed on a lot of good things that have not played out. But in hindsight, if I would have done it and it wouldn't have played out, you know, I wouldn't be saying the same thing. So sometimes those kind of things just happen for a reason, but anyways, I'm just going to go ahead and end this and get back to work. You guys have a wonderful day, and love you. Bye.